So in anything, we must always look at our Islah, at our Reformation. So now, currently, in this situation in Palestine, now for so many years, we're only hearing how the Palestinian is being, the Palestinian Muslim, how the Muslims there, our Muslim brothers and sisters, they are being tortured, they are being persecuted, all that, right? So now, for a short while, the Palestinian Mujahideen, they made some attacks and they took some prisoners, they took some Jewish people prisoner, some soldiers prisoner, all that. So now, when they took these people prisoner, now, if, I'm not saying they did, I don't know, we're not there, we don't know. But if they say, let's see, what these people did to our people, right? Now, let's do to them now. Let's torture them. And that is forbidden in our deen. Our deen don't allow torture. To torture people, you know, in a bad way, pull out their nails and, you know, disgrace them and embarrass them and all that. What the kuffar do, our deen don't allow all that. In fact, in our deen, you treat the prisoner, you give him good treatment. That's why so many of, in the time of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, so many of the prisoners of war, they all accepted Islam. They got such good treatment, they accepted Islam. So the kuffar, they will do indiscriminate bombing. They'll kill civilians, children, all. Muslims won't retaliate in that manner, because Muslims are a cut above. You won't retaliate in that manner. They will do that. And the people on the Muslim side who lose their life, they are martyrs, they go Jannat inshallah. But the Muslim won't retaliate like that. Like, oh, you're doing like this, so I'm going to do this. No. We do for Allah. We're not doing for revenge. We're not doing for our nafs. We're doing for Allah. Regarding this whole situation in Palestine, we must make a lot of dua. And don't let shaitan take us from a greater ibadat to a lower ibadat. Right? See, sarsari, little bit, there will be some discussion. It's only natural. Those are our brothers and sisters and everybody. Aqsa is close to our hearts, and especially when it just happens, you know, I mean, now you don't know what's happening. You know, it's human, we are human, right? And you hear now the Mujahideen advancing and everything, it gives you some happiness, right? But as mu'mineen, we need to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Turn to Allah Ta'ala with a lot of dua and a lot of amal, right? Because the haqiqat of this whole thing only Allah knows. The haqiqat of this whole thing only Allah knows. And we mustn't even waste our time going into conspiracy theories. How is that going to help? Okay? Rather make dua. Say, for example, this is all a plot by the Yahud. And they've done it before, so it's nothing new. Okay? In World War, they wanted to bomb Japan, but Japan was staying out of the war. They had nothing to do with the war. All of a sudden, Japan comes, kamikaze pilots, they go and bomb Pearl Harbor. Half the harbor is bombed up. So many Americans lost their lives and everything. But that was allowed to happen. So that these people now got the license to go and bomb there. Then they went and dropped chemical weapons, chemical bombs. One bomb killed 500,000 people. Hmm? 9/11, all the conspiracies around it, but even their own people say that this was something staged by our own people. The blame was just put there so that they could now implement certain laws and do certain things and whatever. Right? So we don't know what is the reality. We don't know what is the reality, but dua can change anything. Even if these Yahud, these Kuffar, they got some plot and whatever, and they're allowing for the Mujahideen to make some advances and whatever, but everything is in Allah's control. So we must turn to Allah Ta'ala with a lot of dua. A lot of dua and a lot of a'mal. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Right? And beg Allah Ta'ala. Even those Yahud make dua, Allah give them hidayat. Allah Ta'ala bless them with iman. Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat. If hidayat is not written for them, if they have become obstinate and they want to see the destruction of the Muslims, then Allah destroy them. Allah destroy them. These Mujahideen, Allah Ta'ala give, we must make dua for them. Allah give them nusrat. Allah help them, keep them with sabit qadmi. But resort to a lot of dua. Rather than worrying too much about who's saying what and what's saying who and whatever, rather just make a lot of dua. Talk to Allah Ta'ala. Make a lot. Only Allah can make things happen. So talk to Allah Ta'ala. Yasin Sharif, dua after namaz, make dua. Families collectively make dua. Right? The other thing is, there's a lot of groups that have sprung up. Right? Resistance this and resistance that, and I'm not all different names. I don't know all the names and whatever. Some of these groups are pro-Shia. You must be very, very careful. Every now and again they'll put one post, the only country helping is the Iranians. Only Iran is helping. Only Iran is helping. Iran, their mouth is this size. They can't do nothing. Over the years, they've never done anything. They only talk a lot, big stories they talk, but they do absolutely nothing. The Shia hates the Sunni Muslim. Right? They're not going to do anything to defend any Sunni Muslim. A lot of these groups, even the admins of these groups, you must see, if the international dialing code start with 98, that's Iranian numbers. So you must be very, very careful. Salafis, Shia, be very careful. The other thing we must be careful of, is that you will get groups now that will come out, non-Muslim groups, this, you know, let's have a night vigil under candlelight for Palestine. We are showing our solidarity with Palestine. Now Muslim people get carried away and get involved in all of this. This is all the doorway for interfaith. We mustn't get involved in all of this. We are mu'mineen. Our focus is on Allah Ta'ala. We live for Allah Ta'ala. We die for Allah Ta'ala. You must remember, throughout the ages, the kuffar also know it. The only force that brought them down was the force of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. No other force ever brought them down. The force of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah always brought them down. And they know it very well. So we mustn't get carried away with rhetoric. Our deen must always be in front of us. Anything, our deen must be in front of us. Always hold on to our deen. Don't get carried away. Understand? So sometimes even if you have to see now on the, you know, today everybody is watching all the social medias and all that. Now if you see certain things being like civilians from the Jewish side, they are injured or they are, you know, whatever. Whether it's true, whether it's not true, we don't know. But we mustn't take joy in all of that. We don't take joy in all of that. The mu'min, he goes in jihad, he fights combatants. That's our jihad. We fight combatants. So we're not saying it's happening there. We're not there on the ground. We know that there is something happening. That is there. It's happening. Exactly what's happening, wallahu a'lam. We're not there on the ground. Who knows is Aleem, Khabir. So talk to him. Talk to Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah Ta'ala can bring about victory. Only Allah Ta'ala can bring about change. Only Allah Ta'ala can give hidayat. And all this we must keep reminding ourselves that end times are near. But how ready am I? How ready am I? Am I ready to meet my Allah? What have I done for the deen of Allah Ta'ala? What have I done for the deen of Allah Ta'ala? Am I ready to meet my Allah? So we must keep coming on to Shariat, come on to Sunnah, come on to Ahkam of Quran Sharif. And beg Allah Ta'ala, cry to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must make khair come out of it. Tomorrow it can happen. Tomorrow it can happen. Now we all hearing now, Muslims are advancing, they're shooting, they're bombing here, infiltrating. Tomorrow it can happen that the whole thing changes. Right? So one child was telling me, small child, Allah must make the Muslims win. The children, Allah must make the Muslims win. So I told the child, I said, but this is not about winning and losing. It's not about winning and losing. This is about Iman, it's about our deen, it's about making Allah happy. Tomorrow, if 10,000 Muslims are made shaheed, if they had ikhlas in them, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, they are all winners. They all won. Winning a war doesn't make you a winner. Dying in a manner that Allah is happy with you, that makes you a winner. That makes you a winner. So sometimes something that may look like a defeat also, the kuffar would plot. They make all different plottings and everything. Like how they plotted and they made Sulah Hudaybiyah. But Allah Ta'ala turned that whole thing on their own heads. So they can plot. They may want this conspiracy, they're allowing this and everything. Whatever their plots are. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ So we must, I remember years ago, this Palestinian conflict is carrying on from very long. Years ago when it, you know, at one stage when it was hot also, and Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahab down Barakatuh, he had a program in Azadpur in the Jamia Masjid. And I remember his words very, very clearly. And he said in that program, he said that, see, we mustn't be grieved by what is happening. Allah has got His master plan. And it is going to happen that the Jews will take over a major portion of that land. And they will have a lot of peace there. And all the Jews from the world will come and settle there. They will come and settle there. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is going to make that place the abattoir for the Jews. That's a Jewish abattoir. So Allah Pak, you don't want to give the Muslim taklif. You know, go to Australia and find that Yahud who got enmity for Islam. Go to New York and find that Yahud. Go to Europe and find that Yahud. Go to China and find that Yahud. No, Allah Pak is bringing them all here, gather them in one place. Right? And then Allah Ta'ala will unleash His army, the Muslim army at that time, the army of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the army of Allah Ta'ala, will go and finish them up. And that time when that army will go, then even the trees, even the rocks will be helping that army. The Yahud think they got intelligence, they got this intelligence and Iron Dome, Interceptor, this, that, no. Every tree will be giving the Mu'min intelligence. Every rock will be giving the Mu'min intelligence. There's a Yahud hiding behind me, come kill him. And the Yahud will be finished off like that. So all these things is in the grand plan of Allah Ta'ala. That's why I say, turn to Allah. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. And bring our life onto how Allah wants us to live. Leave all this kuffar lifestyle. Kuffar lifestyle, throw it away. They are our enemy. You can see how all the countries now, they're all standing behind Israel. They know how much zulm these people are making, but they're still standing behind them. They're called the Muslim terrorists. These Muslims who are fighting because you invaded their house, they're calling them terrorists. And we want to follow their lifestyle. We want to watch their movies. We want to play their games. If we are like that, then we are not sincere. We are not sincere. Become a true mu'min. Bring shariat in our life. Bring shariat, bring deen, bring sunnah in our life. We will make Allah happy. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم